We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And this next segment, we're going to chat with Dennis Cook. He is the Executive Director of the Aggieville Business Association. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate that. And I know that these have been challenging times for everybody in the community, maybe none more so than the Aggieville District. How are businesses hanging in there right now?
Well, this has not been easy at all by any matter of means, and hopefully we're getting a little closer to getting back to getting all the businesses open. But starting this week with some of the relaxation of the law of the rules and who can open, who can't, we only had a few businesses that made a change this week to get open. But we will have a few more next week, and they kind of delayed. Kites will get open next Monday, and that will be good for us. But some of the smaller restaurants, it was too restrictive with the 50% and the 6-foot social distancing. It was easier for them to stay with the carry out or the to go. So really anxious for. Hopefully we can move and get a much better thing going on May 18th when we can open up other businesses.
And you do have some restaurants down there. Are any of them offering a dine-in seating at this point?
At this point, as change went, it was Tanner's and O'Malley's. And both opened up to dine-in. Taco Lucha, So Long, Rockabilly. Places of that size have said that they're not going to. Buffalo Wild Wings still has not, as of yesterday, had not. But Kites could have, but they're going to wait until next Monday. So I think when we get past, when we get into phase two, where it's 100% capacity, but you can go up to 100% capacity, but you'll never get there. By doing the 6-foot distancing, I think we'll get the rest of the restaurants to open up.
Sure. Well, how effective would you say the loan program here locally and maybe the getting some federal dollars into some of these businesses? How effective has that been toward at least helping them stay afloat?
I think it's been great. I think it's nothing like being in business and generating money. I always worry about where this money came from and how that eventually will come back to bite us a little bit. But the programs have been great. I think if we had not had the federal and state and local things that have popped up, especially the MHK Together, which was a local thing. If we hadn't had those, we probably would have some empty businesses right now. To my knowledge, as of this morning as we speak, I have heard of no businesses in Aggieville that are not going to get reopened. And that's an amazing testament to what the government's done and what the locals have done for these businesses, because being out of business for 8 or so weeks with no income, that should take most businesses out of business. So it's been great.
Yeah. Well, especially on the margins that I know that a lot of those businesses operate. It's not like they're working here with huge margins or anything like that. And unfortunately, the nature of a lot of those businesses don't allow for a quick return to business. But hopefully by next month we'll see things maybe a little bit back more to normal. Are you anticipating that?
I am. But Aggieville may be just a little bit different than any other place in the city is even though we are we're very dependent upon the locals, we are probably more dependent upon college students in that age group than any of the other business districts around. And we're headed into what would normally be about the worst 2.5 months of the year, with not having all those college students around. And so it's not like we're coming out of this and we're headed into September 1st with college back in business. So this is a relatively slow time in Aggieville because of the loss of the college age students. So hopefully for us, as we come out of this here in the next couple of weeks, we get a lot of local support because I think the locals do love coming down to Aggieville, and this will be the perfect time to come down and help out these local businesses.
Yeah, no question about that. That's a great point here. And with that said here, with the students not going to be back here for a few months at least, it does sound like there will be a return to fall classes of some capacity going forward in September. Do you I imagine that'll leave you some time to make some changes here to some of the outdoor the ways people gather outdoors in Aggieville. Would that be something you'll be looking at?
Oh yeah, I think that would be a big thing for us. Of course, as we get into phase two, and we get bars and nightclubs that open up. We've got some great patios down here. It's a great opportunity for people who like to be outside and enjoying company. If we get into phase two, also the number of people in groups can go up a little bit, and that would be helpful. We do have some businesses that we're going to hopefully have them make their decisions themselves about whether. About masks and about certain other restrictions, but for the most part, we're following everything that the Riley County Health Department is putting out. And I think the patios, the outdoor seating is going to be a big enhancement for people to come down. I do.
Yeah. Well, I know you got a lot of construction going on there as well. I imagine this is maybe. Maybe if this is a silver lining at all, this may be helping construction go a little smoother down there.
Yeah. If you haven't been down by here lately, the hotel that's going up there next to Starbucks is the walls are going up. I saw some stuff that's over 3 stories tall this morning. And so their project is kind of in full gear now. And this morning I was just meeting with some of the members of of McCown Gordon, who are going to be doing the 12th Street project, and that project will get started on the 18th. So in about 11 days, we'll get into the 12th Street project between Morrill and Bluemont. We'll get started, and so we're anxious for that to happen. That's the first really big piece of our Aggieville Vision redevelopment project.
I see. Well, yeah, and. It's going to be really neat to see how that all comes to fruition here over the next couple of years. And I know a lot of businesses are excited about the revamping of Aggieville over the next couple of years. But got to get through all this stuff right now. I know you're part of the task force here too. How has that been going so far?
It's really interesting. It's an economic recovery task force. And I am there just to keep staying on the pro business side. Everybody is it's amazing talent, a lot of really well spoken, well knowledge people. But I would say maybe there's a good percentage of that, and it needs to be. But there's a good percentage of that's maybe more cautious than I am, and so it's a good balance. But I think we're making some headway. We're now meeting every Thursday afternoon through a Zoom meeting. But we are making some progress and sharing some ideas about how we can help each other out. A lot of it right now is focused on getting everybody the protection pieces, whether it's masks or whatever, that they need to make them feel more comfortable about getting their businesses open. And I think that's a key for us, is to get them open, but get them open safely. But let's get them open.
Yeah, obviously, there's I know there's a delicate balance, opening too quickly or opening smartly. And I know everybody kind of wants to, a good balance of that. You want to get open as fast as you can, but at the same time, not have to go through this again here, maybe in a couple months.
That would be the worst case scenario, is if we would have some sort of reoccurrence and we start getting worse and we would have to go through this again. So we do want everybody to be safe. And I think even as I was listening to Jason Smith from the chamber this morning on your station, and he was talking about, he was almost a little bit surprised, but then he wasn't, but how slowly after they relaxed this on May 4th, that a lot of businesses didn't just jump out and reopen, that they're taking a much more cautious. And he goes, he was a bit surprised at that, but then when you really think about it, this is who our local businesses are, is we're going to be careful. And they do care, and they care a lot. And as much as they've been hurt by not being open, they didn't just jump out and make a poor decision about reopening when they weren't ready, and they are stepping back into it slowly. And I think it's a great testament to who we have in business, not only in Aggieville, but across the town. So I think that's a big piece for us.
Well, as I was telling Gina earlier here in the show, you know, we're hearing you. We're in this together, and we see the good stuff going on in the community, and we're going to advocate for all of our local businesses here. That's what we do at K-Man. So we encourage people to, when it's safe, to go back and patronize those businesses in Aggieville and downtown Manhattan. And Dennis, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully everything gets back to normal pretty soon.
Great. Brandon, I appreciate you guys. Let me have a couple of moments. Thank you very much.
You bet. Again, Dennis Cook, Executive Director of the Aggieville Business Association, joining us on In Focus.
Got a lot of good information this morning. Good job today, Brandon.
Thank you.